and welcome to this podcast from Bidfood. I'm Sarah Widette, Head of Insight and Customer Experience at Bidfood, and in this podcast we'll be talking about the issues and opportunities impacting food service. This first series will be all about our food and drink trend predictions for 2019, and this episode is called Gourmet Get Together. Like the first episode of the series, it's a mega trend, which means it overlaps and overlays with many of the other trends we'll be talking about. In a nutshell, Gourmet Get Together is all about making food social. This trend materialised in street food, sharing platters, and the rise in food blogging and food on Instagram. It's about comfort eating and comfort food, and food that really brings us together and reminds us of home. For this episode, we're going to hear from Paul Knight, MD of our catering equipment. But first up, I've been speaking to Lucy Pedrick, Senior Insight Manager. I caught up with her at our Business Development Centre. It really seems like eating out is just not enough anymore, and it really has to be a real experience. Are you seeing that come through?
Yeah, I think what's happening is that people are really falling into that trap of being isolated. There's a lot more working from home. People got their heads down in social media. And so when they do go out, they want to really look for something that offers more than just an eating experience, but something that's much more experiential. So I think the other thing behind that is people's financial situation. So things are a little bit cautious at the moment. So when consumers do go out, they want to make sure that they're getting the best for the pound that they can when they're eating out. And it's not just about having an experiential opportunity in an outlet that is more than food, but also having really great customer service as well.
It feels like that it's all about informality then. Is fine dining kind of out the window?
We're seeing actually a lot more people going out for smaller sociable occasions, and they're also looking at more informal ways to eat. I think the financial situation means that people don't really want to be going out for massive three-course meals, and they also want to be able to be trying different things to become more adventurous. So if they can find an outlet that offers smaller, cheaper dishes that also create that social occasion, that really, really meets that consumer base.
What recipes or concepts then do Bidfood have to really help bring this trend to life?
So there's a really interesting winter spiced brioche pudding, which is nice because it combines with a great British trend. So we've got a traditional dish that has got that spice twist to it. It's a really warming, hearty dish that consumers can enjoy when they're going out and has the potential to be shared. We've also got some really great sharing platters as well. So that's the opportunity to either enlarge a dish or shrink it down. So you've got those sharing opportunities almost in a tapas style. And then we've got these sweet potato fries with cinnamon, which is a nice mixture of sweet and savory added together, but with a dish that offers that plant-based opportunity, again, with a little bit of warming cinnamon.
That was Lucy Pedrick, our Senior Insight Manager, speaking there. But next up, we're going to hear from Paul Knight, MD of Catering Equipment. So Gourmet Get Together is all about sharing small plates together. What impact do we see that having on tableware?
Well, I think there's been an explosion in the amount of bowls that are offered. You know, tapas now is not just about Spanish cuisine, it's every cuisine. And you only got to look at somebody like P.F. Chang's, who've recently moved over from the States, you know, that Asian tapas. So, you know, if you were to come to Bidfood or look at some of our key manufacturers, you would see a number of different bowls, different sizes, colours, materials to really help facilitate that need that people have to sit together and share a meal.
And what about drinks? What about that side of the meal?
I think where we've seen the trend to, you know, we want plates, serving food in lots of unusual things. I've seen bread rolls served in a man's slipper. I think that's kind of gone. But where we do still see the fun coming back in is within cocktails as within glasses. And so again, there's a wide range of vessels to serve these blended drinks, everything from copper to glass to stainless steel. We now look at someone like Byron's, you know, they're serving the freak shakes, the over-the-top milkshakes straight from the machine, still in the malt beaker.
And what about afternoon teas? That's another kind of key trend within this area. What's happening within non-food in that space?
I think that the desire for people to go out for afternoon tea will increase. I think that people's expectation of what they're being served will increase. And you've only got to look at somebody like the Sanditon Hotels with the Tipsy Mad Hatter's Tea Party, where they're now serving, you know, cocktail-infused cakes, washed down with champagne. You know, that kind of tea and scone is long gone.
That was Paul Knight there, MD of Bidfood Catering Equipment. Thank you very much to our guests, Paul and Lucy, and also to you for listening. Please do take a moment to review and share our podcast. It will mean that more people can take a listen and learn about what's hot in food service for 2019. We're using the hashtag BidFoodTrends2019 if you want to join the conversation on LinkedIn, Twitter or Instagram. Remember, you can also subscribe using your podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. But for now, it's goodbye.